You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. We thank God for who He is and what He's doing in this season. And we continue to look to Him for guidance during this time. And we thank God that we can be here to continue to proclaim God's truth, people of God. We are called to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ. That's where we know that lives will be transformed, because it's the word of God that transforms life. We have to understand that Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God unto salvation. So we have to understand the truth of God's word, that it is the word that brings forth salvation. So let us continue to proclaim the word of Christ. We are still in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 25. Last week we stopped at verse 12. And remember last week when we were talking about the five foolish virgins and the five wise. The foolish virgins, they went out to buy oil. But the Lord came when they were gone out, and we see where He came and took the five wise virgins that were ready, and they went to be with Him, and the door was shut. And we see, people of God, the other virgins came back and keep crying out to the Lord, 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 open up for us. But we see in verse 12, the Lord said something. He answered and said to them, assuredly I said to you, I do not know you. I do not know you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your love, for your mercies, for your grace. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, O God, for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for us. We thank you that, O God, you demonstrated your love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. So we thank you, O God, for dying that we might live. And because you live, we live. We thank you for the hope we have in you, O God. You are our blessed hope. And we thank you, O God, that you're coming back for us. We thank you, O God, that we are just sojourners here, Almighty God. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that you will be coming, O God, for the church that is prepared, the bride that is ready for your coming. And I thank you, O God, that you are preparing us through your word right now in the name of Jesus. So I pray today, O God, that hearts will be receptive to your word, that, O God, everyone who come out to listen, O God, will be receptive to your word. Those who, O God, are already saved, O God, will grow up in you. And those who are not yet saved will receive you as Lord and Savior. Father God, we look to you and we thank you for your word to us. And we thank you that we will not be like the foolish virgins, but we will be wise and ready for your coming. We bless and honor and give you glory. And we thank you for your spirit presence with us as we look to you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The word of God says, what he answered and said in verse 12 of Matthew 25, assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. We see the foolish virgins came and cried to the Lord to open to them. But he answered them saying, truly I say to you, I do not know you. I am not in an intimate relationship with you. People of God, stop and listen. Take note of this. Jesus said, I do not know you. And that no, there denotes intimacy. So Jesus was saying, I am not in an intimate relationship with you. I don't know you. You cannot be at my marriage supper. People of God, we have to understand those who are ready are those who are in fellowship with Jesus. You can't go to the marriage supper without being in fellowship with Jesus. How can you go to the marriage supper, even here on earth, people of God, people who are inviting you to their weddings, is your friends? Nobody not going to just go and invite somebody who's not their friend to their wedding. We must recall that. We must look into this. So when we see people of God in the physical realm, things that happen in the physical realm, there are similar things that happen in the spiritual realm. So if you are not Jesus' friend, you're not going to the marriage supper. People of God, these words might be hard to understand and hard to digest. But it is just saying, God is saying to us today, if we are not in fellowship with Jesus, We're not going to the marriage supper. Jesus will say, I don't know you. You're not in an intimate relationship with me. That's what he's saying. So we have to come to understand that we are called to be in an intimate relationship with Jesus. And only the Holy Spirit can keep us in fellowship with Jesus. Only the Holy Spirit can keep us, people of God. We need the oil of the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in our lamps, in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit, people of God, to help us to burn brightly for Jesus Christ. We need the Holy Spirit to cause us to live the life that truly counts, a life of righteousness and holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord, people of God. Without holiness, no man shall see God. So we need the Spirit of God to keep us holy. He is the Holy Spirit. Only he can keep us holy. So we want to be who God calls us to be. We want to be people who are separated unto him. They were all virgins. They were pure. But people of God, the five were meddling in the things of the world. Are we like the five foolish virgins meddling in the things of the world? Or are we set apart unto God? We need to be set apart unto him. Come out from among the world and be separate unto me, saith the Lord. And you shall be my sons and my daughters. People of God, the wedding is coming. The marriage supper is coming. Jesus is coming for his bride. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet him? Or are we so concerned about the things of this world, the things of this life? People of God, the word of God tells us that the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches strangle the word out of us. Are you strangled today? Christ is calling you to come and yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Spirit so that he can reform you and reshape you and make you like Christ. Transform you. He is our transformer. He wants to transform us, people of God. Are we willing? Are we ready? Are we surrendered? Are we yielded to the Holy Spirit? He's calling the great church of God to come back in fellowship with him. We don't want to hear, I do not know you. And we have been going to church over and over and doing all the church works, but not in fellowship with Jesus. Jesus is calling his people, his church, into fellowship with him. Revelation 3 verse 20 tells us, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus is speaking, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him. People of God, do we hear that? If anyone, not the whole church, but if any individual here, we see this, people of God, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, open our heart's door to Jesus. He said, I will come in. I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. I will come in sweet fellowship with that individual. But we are called, people of God, to open our heart's door to him. He is knocking. He is knocking. Why are you? Do you think you're so uneasy about some stuff that you're doing in your life? Because Jesus is knocking. Jesus is saying you cannot continue to live that lifestyle. I want to come in and to fellowship with you. But those stuff are hindering me. Whatever the stuff are, you know. Jesus is speaking today. I am at the door. I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. So we have to understand the words of the Lord. He wants to come in to have that sweet fellowship with us. But we have to let him in. People of God, we have to desire him. We have to desire him more than our necessary food. We have to desire him more than any earthly physical desire that we have. Open the door to Jesus. Let him in. He wants to come in and die with us. The King of Glory wants to come in, children of God. He wants to come in and have sweet fellowship with us. But we have to open our heart's door and allow him to come in. We don't want to hear when he comes, I do not know you. People of God, We want to be ready. We want to be in a state of readiness. Let us turn to Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. The Word of God says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." So not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" And verse 23 tells us, "And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" I never knew you. Jesus said to these virgins, "I do not know you. I don't know you." Meaning, I don't have any fellowship with you. I'm not in any relationship with you. You are not in relationship with me. People of God, we don't want just to be churchgoers and going through the motion, doing the ritual in the name of Jesus. Many times our rituals are in the name of Jesus. And we are doing these things in the name of Jesus. And people of God, we are out of fellowship with Jesus. Jesus is calling the church in fellowship with him. He's calling the church of God, his bride, back in fellowship. We have to confess, church of God, we have all strayed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to our own ways. We have been doing things our own ways. But we must remember, people of God, we have a bridegroom. The Word of God tells us that the Lord laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. So the bridegroom, he is the one who bears our iniquities. He is our sin substitute. He came and he died in our place. So even when we stray, we can run back to the one who bore our sin, our shame, our pain, our distresses, our inadequacies, our infirmities, our sorrows, our griefs. He bears them for us. We can run to him at any time. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We don't want to hear, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." People of God, we see where the door was shut to the five foolish virgins. And we see this is an analogy of the church of God. So we see, people of God, many in the great church of God, many are wise, but many are foolish. And the wise will be prepared. The wise will be ready for the master's coming. And the wise will be filled with the Spirit. They will have their lamps trimmed and their vessels filled with oil, which is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So people of God, we want to understand and know this truth, that we need the Holy Spirit. Without us being in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, we are not going anywhere. We are just here on earth going through the motions, going to church and under the umbrella of Christianity, but we're not going anywhere. We need the Holy Spirit. He's the one who quickens us. He's the one that will take us up. People of God, we have to understand that the Holy Spirit is a foretaste of glory divine. He is here to give us a foretaste. That is a pretaste of what is to come. We need the Holy Spirit, people of God. We need the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we will not just be churchgoers on the membership roll, but out of fellowship with the blessed Savior. We don't want that. We want to be in fellowship with Jesus. We want to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." We don't want to hear, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." One translation said, "You who work iniquity." So we want to be people of God, true Christians, not fake Christians, true Christians who are living for Christ, separated unto him. Whatever we do should bring honor to his name. We should walk in righteousness, walk in holiness, walk in truth, represent Christ well. When we are not walking in truth, we're not representing him for his truth. When we're not walking in the right way, we're not representing him for he's the way. When we are not walking in the life, in the higher life that he has given us, the new life that he has given us, we are not representing him. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ Jesus. Are we true ambassadors? Or do we just bear the title? People of God, we don't want to just be bearing titles. We want to be true ambassadors for Jesus Christ. We don't want to hear, depart from me, I never knew you. We want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear, people of God. Look in verse 13 of Matthew 25. The word of God tells us, watch. Watch, church of God, watch, therefore. Watch, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Watch, children of God. Be on the alert, church of God. Be on the lookout, church of God, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. This is a warning to the church. This is a warning to the church of God, people of God. Be on the lookout for Jesus. Make sure you are in your watchtower, looking out for Jesus, for we do not know the day nor the time in which he will put in his appearance. We don't know. People of God, if we had known, then many of us would be in a state of readiness. But the word of God tells us, Jesus tells us in previous chapters and previous verses about his coming. We read in Matthew chapter 24, and he told us the signs of his coming. Are we looking for his coming, people of God? We can see all these signs happening all around us. Do we know that the coming of the Lord could be any time now? It could be any time now. So we should be on the lookout for Jesus. This is a warning to the church, as I said before, to be on the lookout for Jesus, for we do not know the day nor the time in which he will put in his appearance. We have to be in a state of readiness to go with Jesus. Are we in a state of readiness, church of God? We have to be in a state of readiness to go with Jesus. We have to purpose in our hearts and in our minds to get rid of the weights and the sin that so easily entangle us. We have to be in a state of mind. We have to purpose in our hearts to get rid of the weights and the sins that so easily entangle us. And run this race with endurance. Run this race that is set before us. Run with endurance. This race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus. No, people of God, we can't do it on our own. So we have to be looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He originated our faith and he finishes it. So we have to understand and know and identify the weights and the sin that so easily beset us. What is hindering us from not being ready for the coming of the Son of God? What is hindering us? What is the weight that I'm carrying? We have to stop and ask ourselves, what is the sin in my life? So we see, people of God, the weights and the sins, we know the weights are our fears, our anxieties, our cares, the cares of this life, the malice, the envy, the jealousy, the unforgiveness. These are the weights and the sin that so easily beset us. They easily entangle us. We find ourselves doing them over and over and over again. We find ourselves tripping over the same sin, over the same weight. We find ourselves being entangled, people of God, being in bondage with these things. Fears has kept God's people in bondage. And we see the word of God tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. So when God's love is perfected in us, when we are walking in fellowship with Jesus, he casts out all our fears. So when our fears are taking control of us, people of God, it shows that we are out of fellowship. Did we receive that? When we allow our fears to be taking control of us, I'm not saying fears won't come, But when they take control of us, it shows that we are out of fellowship with Jesus Christ. Because people of God, if we are in fellowship with Jesus Christ, if the Holy Spirit is in charge of our lives, no fear cannot reside in us. Fears will come and knock us at our doors, but it cannot reside in us. So we have to learn this truth. And when fear taking us over and cripple us so that we can't even walk the walk, something is wrong. Check ourselves to see if we are in fellowship with Jesus. When anxieties take over, when worries take over, when the cares of this life takes over our lives so that we can't even pray effectively, we can't worship, we can't fast anymore. People of God, we find ourselves in a state where we are out of fellowship with God. When we find malice in our hearts, when we don't like certain people and we like certain people, only those who love us, then we know that we are out of fellowship. When we are envious of those around us, when we are jealous, people of God, when we hear somebody else's name call and we feel bad about it, it should be me. Let us be careful that we don't allow envy and jealousy to eat us away. It's like a canker worm. It will eat us away. Unforgiveness in our hearts, people of God. All of those things are coming to beset us. People of God, Jesus is calling the church of God to be ready. These things will that I mentioned here will prevent us from being ready for Jesus' coming. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Watch. Be on the lookout, church of God. Be alert, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Not one of us know the day nor the hour. Jesus himself spoke and told us that not even the angels in heaven know the day or the hour when he is coming. So that means because we don't know the day nor the hour when he's coming, we should always be in a state of readiness. We should always, look on the word always, not sometimes, always be in a state of readiness so that we are ready to go with Jesus whenever he appears. So sometimes we know that a person is coming at a certain hour. We just ready a few minutes before he comes. But people of God, when we don't know, we will be ready from early and waiting. And when we don't see him, we wonder, well, we didn't know the time of this person's coming. And Jesus is saying to us today, watch, be on the alert, church of God, for you know neither the day nor the hour of the coming of the Son of Man. We don't know. So because we don't know, we prepare ourselves, people of God. The bride has made herself ready. The Holy Spirit is with us to aid us, to help us call to him and ask for help. The Holy Spirit is willing and ready to help us. Are we willing and ready, people of God, to yield to him? We need to yield to the Holy Spirit, to surrender all to him and allow him to help us to mortify the deeds of the flesh so that we can live the higher life which is in Christ Jesus. Christ is calling us up higher, children of God. Are we willing to come up higher? Are we willing to be in the watchtower? Are we willing to be there watching and waiting for his coming? Are we willing to be obedient to his word? He said, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Watch and pray. Be alert, people of God. Know the days that we are living in. And pray. Seek the face of Jesus. For we don't want temptation to overtake us. Sometimes temptation comes in so many different forms, people of God. And the enemy will try anything to derail us. We have to understand this truth. But we have to stand up and stand up for righteousness. We have to walk hand in hand with Jesus. We have to walk in unison with the Spirit of God. We have to walk knowing that he's calling us to be completely yielded to him. For unless we are yielded to him, we cannot produce. So we have to understand that the Holy Spirit produces in us the fruit of the Spirit. But unless we are yielded to him, we will not produce. So let us come to that state of knowing that the Lord is coming back, and he's coming for a people who have been washed in his blood, who have been separated unto him. He said to the Father, Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but that you sanctify them, you set them apart. You set them apart in this world. We are in this fallen world, but we are set apart unto the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have come out of the world. We are not of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And we have to understand that we as the bride of Christ, we are not called to mingle with the world. We are called to be set apart, to be separated unto God and live a life of holiness and truth, bringing glory to his great name. We are called to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we see people of God, Christ's righteousness has been imputed to us. So we are called to walk in righteousness. And we see people of God, the clean garments were the righteousness of the saints, as we see in Revelation 19. So we see that they did not soil their garments, but they have made themselves ready for the coming of the Lord. So we want to make ourselves ready, people of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We can't do it on our own. We must stress that. We cannot make ourselves ready on our own. It's the Holy Spirit who helps us. The bride, the Word of God says, has made herself ready. So we want to be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be ready for the marriage supper. We want to be ready to be the wife of the Lamb. So we want to be in a state of readiness. We want to be in clean and bright and fine linen. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. So we want to be people who are living righteously, people of God. We have been clothed in Christ's righteousness so that we now can live righteously in him. Without his power, without his strength, we can do nothing. So we rely upon the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. So we have the blessed Comforter with us to help us to live that life and to prepare us for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us yield to him. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to take charge of our life. Let us be the people that God has called us to be, that we can be ready for the coming of the Master. We can be arrayed in fine linen, which is the righteous acts of the saints. So we want to be people who are watching, because the Word of God said, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Church of God, let us watch and pray, and let us wait and be ready for the coming of our Master. God bless you all. We thank you all for listening to this word this evening. And we pray that you have gleaned from the word and you will walk in righteousness and truth. Let us pray as we close. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word. We thank you for your people. We thank you for reminding us to be in a state of readiness and to be watching for your coming. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, that you will help us to be ready, oh God, as we yield ourselves to you. We thank you and we give you praise and glory as we look to you by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And I pray that your lives will be transformed and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Are you running around in circles with no place to go? Is there a person in the